We consume about 1.9 billion drinks in bottles and cans in Ireland every year. And today, a new scheme to encourage people to recycle their containers. It's called the Deposit Return Scheme. It works by charging anyone who buys a drink or it charges them a small deposit for the plastic bottle or the can container. Customers get their money back when they return the container to a retailer or other collection point to be recycled. Minister Oisin Smith is the man responsible for the circular economy. He's here in studio. You're very welcome.
Good morning,
Minister. Will you tell us more about this scheme and how it's going to work?
I think people understand what it's about. It's just the same as when you arrive at the supermarket and you need a trolley and you put in a coin and you put down a deposit and you get it back when you return the trolley. So in the same way, when you get a bottle or a can of plastic bottle, so a, for example, a fizzy drink or a can of fizzy drink, that when you return the bottle, you will get the refund back. So today we're announcing the amount of the refund. So it's going to be 15 cents for cans or bottles of 500 millilitres or lower. And above 500 millilitres, it's going to be 25 cents.
Of course, that requires people to pay out an additional 15 or 25 cents to
and
purchase
the
item.
They do. It's a deposit on the bottle. You get it back when you return it. So in order to return, to get the money back, you go back to the shop, any shop, it doesn't have to be the one you bought it in, and you will put it into a machine and they will issue you with a ticket which gives you money. So it's cash back. You can choose to spend it in the shop if you want, or you can choose to have cash, or you can give it to a charity. So you'll have those options on the machine.
Does this require shops and retailers to register?
It does. So that's really the big message today. If you're running a shop, if you sell bottles of drink, by whether it's soft drinks or alcoholic drinks, up to 500, you will in aluminium or in plastic bottles, you will have to register with return.ie. So if you go to that website, you find all the information about registering. It's cost neutral for the retailer, for the shop. There's a little fee for each one. There's a payment for each bottle or can that's returned to you that goes to the retailer. And the scheme operator will install the machine for you, will do it for you. So all of the work is done for you.
So the incentive for the retailer is they get a few pennies.
They do. They get something. Well, it's set as a percentage. I think it's roughly 10% of the deposit that gets back. So it's a scheme that pays for itself. Everybody along the line. We looked at other schemes around Europe, and what we were told was everybody who handles the goods along the line has to be compensated
and
for their work.
Have you subcontracted to somebody else to install these machines to take
yes,
the bottles
we
back?
Have,
who's running that?
We have a company called, which is Return.ie, the Deposit Refund Scheme Ireland. They applied through a transparent process to be the scheme operator. It's a non-profit organisation. It's run by the bottling companies, and they're the people who will go around to the shops every week and take away the bottles and the cans that are left back by the customers. And those bottles and cans are valuable, so that's what's going to pay for the scheme.
You might call this the stupid question, but why? Why are we doing this? I mean, lots of people recycle already. They put their cans and their bottles into their recycle bins or where they are available. And of course, there is an argument about availability, but where they're available in towns and cities, they'll put them into recycle bins that are
You said it yourself at the top of the item. 1.9 billion bottles and cans a year are being used in Ireland. We are not recycling enough to meet our EU targets. We've got a target for 2025 and one for 2030. And in order to do that, we believe that we need to give people an incentive to bring back the bottle or the can. Many people are putting it into their green bin, but it's just not enough. And a lot are ending up on the ground. So there is a lot of litter. And a benefit that's going to come out of this scheme is that people are not going to, you know, have a party and leave a lot of cans and bottles on the ground, because they're going to be worth money.
You hope.
You can pick up somebody else's cans or bottles, and, you know, children will do that and will get money back. And no, I'm sure there's going to be far less litter as a result.
You launched, and you're just launching the scheme today. When will it be operational?
Well, in fact, it's going to take most of a year before all the country has machines. But you see the machines appearing around the country. You can already, a lot of the supermarkets are running trials already. In Sallynoggin, there's in the Lidl, in the Dunnes, in Nace, they've got a machine running. I noticed that in Mitchelstown and Cork, that Aldi has a machine. So a lot of the supermarkets are getting their practice at it, and they're finding that it's generating a lot of footfall. People want to go back to the supermarket and bring back their
cans.
And are
they also increasing the price of the purchase already?
No, they're not. They're handing In fact, at this stage, the supermarkets are doing vouchers for their own shop only, whereas when the government scheme comes in, you can get cash back.
All right. So about a year before you hope it's fully operational around the country, you launched, and you were here in studio telling us about it, a single-use, this levy on single-use coffee cups. How are we getting on with it?
So we just finished the consultation last Friday. And we went out to the cafes, and we asked people who make cups, and we asked the public who drink coffee how they want the scheme to be implemented. Should there be any exemptions for anybody? So we'll be compiling. We got thousands and thousands of replies. We'll be compiling the results of that, and we'll be putting in a campaign to explain to people how this works over the course of the 3 months, and it will launch in April of next year.
When will it be working, though?
Will it be working
in April? Or
yes, so I've been working with the revenue. The revenue collect the money.
In April.
And no, it'll actually be launching.
It'll be launched and up and running. Can I move on to just a couple of other things? You had your conference at the weekend. If we talk about electric vehicles, these EVs, this promise of a million EVs by 2030, I think we had Leo Varadkar admitting earlier this month that ambition on the 1 million or close to 1 million is going to be difficult to achieve. So are we now seeing an adjustment downward on the ambition and the target on EVs?
Well, in fact, by 2030, 100% of cars being bought will be electric. So we're banning the sale of petrol and diesel vehicles from 2030 onwards. And that's not even my policy or the Green Party. That was brought in 2019 by the previous government. It's going to be 100% electric cars at that point. But our focus is not about cars. Our focus is to allow people not to have to drive their children to school. That when you're doing the school run, that it is safe for your kids to walk and cycle to school, that you don't have to drive to work, that you have sufficient, good enough public transport that's affordable so you don't have to drive to work, you don't have to do a weekly shop, that it is that we are providing you with enough public transport, walking and cycling, that we can escape car dependence. So although every car that's bought from 2030 is going to be electric, our absolute focus is going to be on sustainable travel and public transport.
But will you be at the million on the road?
Our target is being revised at the moment.
Yeah.
The Climate Action Plan is coming out in the next couple of weeks. That is likely
revised
to say something.
Downward.
Well, every year it's revised. I want to have, really I'd like to see as few cars as possible. Mm. My target is not to have millions and millions of cars. My target is to allow people to escape from having to use a car, particularly for very short journeys and particularly in cities.
So is part of that strategy then, Minister, and let's end on this, is part of that strategy from you and from the Green Party to be fully supportive of the increase in tolls at a time when, as you know, people are struggling with a cost of living crisis? It'll be €100 estimated extra for some people using tolls on a daily basis.
I think there is a contract between the toll operators and Transport Infrastructure Ireland that says how much the tolls go up according to inflation. And I think that according to that contract, that the tolls are going to go up next year, right? Mm. But at the same time, there is cost of living crisis. Mm. The government is spending €2.5 billion on measures to reduce the cost of living this winter. And so I certainly think that I know that the government is looking at that. But if people need to be compensated for an increase in tolls, that money has to come from somewhere. And I know that Minister Ryan has said it's not coming out of public transport and it's not coming out of sustainable travel. So if we are going to do something on that,
you support a reduction or a deferral in those increases that are due to kick in on the 1st of January?
I want to make it cheaper for people. I want to help people with the cost of living, and I want to make it cheaper for people to have for their transport. We have halved the cost of public transport for young people. We've reduced it by 20% for everybody else. Our focus is going to be on making it safe for people not to use cars. But I'm not ruling anything out.
Minister Oisín Smith.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming into us. It's 7:20.